The other thing we are learning from this description of God, that there will be trouble on the project, and it will not happen automatically, and it will take time, I think is learning to hang loose in God, so that when things don't happen as quickly as we want, we do not give up. You assume because you are with God, you just go there with the elders and say, let my people go, and people go. He said, no. It could take quite a bit of time. Even one miracle or two miracles or three miracles may not be enough. It will be a delayed, protracted process. And I think you need to do that. Start seeing things from God's perspective, from God's timing, rather than from yourself. You know, one day in God's eyes are like a thousand, and a thousand are like one day. It just means that when you say, this thing has taken so long, your long may not be his long. Maybe you are taking so long before you can find a wife to marry. Everybody you approach seems to reject you. And you're feeling, wow, I'm now 40 and feeling I've gone too far. No, my brother, your long is not his long. Hang loose. There'll be challenges, there'll be whatever, but at his timing, if your call is to marriage, you still be married. Maybe 42, 43, 40, whatever age he decides, you will discover you enjoy your marriage. So do not sit there seeing things as, but my friends who are not even Christians married when they were only 23. You are not them. You are unique. And God has given you a life he wants you to live for a period to be single, but maybe not to be single for life. But if he calls you also to singlehood for life, you belong to him. He is the Lord.